Chapter 29. The first thing Tom heard on Friday morning was a glad piece of news. Judge Thatcher's family had come back to town the night before. Both Injun Joe and the treasures sank into secondary importance for a moment, and Becky took the chief place in the boy's interest. He saw her, and they had an exhausting good time playing high spy and gully keeper with a crowd of their schoolmates. The day was completed and crowned in a peculiarly satisfactory way. Becky teased her mother to appoint the next day for the long-promised and long-delayed picnic, and she consented. The child's delight was boundless, and Tom's not more moderate. The invitations were sent out before sunset, and straightway the young folks of the village were thrown into a fever of preparation and pleasurable anticipation. Tom's excitement enabled him to keep awake until a pretty late hour, and he had good hopes of hearing Huck's meow and of having his treasure to astonish Becky and the picnickers with next day. But he was disappointed. No signal came that night. Morning came eventually, and by 10 or 11 o'clock, a giddy and rollicking company were gathered at Judge Thatcher's, and everything was ready for a start. It was not the custom for elderly people to mar picnics with their presence. The children were considered safe enough under the wings of a few young ladies of 18 and a few young gentlemen of 23 or thereabouts. The old steam ferryboat was chartered for the occasion. Presently, the gay throng filed up the main street laden with provision baskets. Sid was sick and had to miss the fun. Mary remained at home to entertain him. The last thing Mrs. Thatcher said to Becky was, "You'll not get back till late. Perhaps you better stay all night with some of the girls that live near the ferry landing, child." "Then I'll stay with Susie Harper, Mama." "Very well. And mind and behave yourself and don't be any trouble." Presently, as they tripped along, Tom said to Becky, "Say, I'll tell you what we'll do. Instead of going to Joe Harper's, we'll climb right up the hill and stop at Widow Douglas's. She'll have ice cream. She has it most every day, dead loads of it, and she'll be awful glad to have us." "Oh, that will be fun." Then Becky reflected a moment and said, "But what will Mama say? How'll she ever know?" The girl turned the idea over in her mind and said reluctantly, "I reckon it's wrong, but shucks, your mother won't know, and so what's the harm? All she wants is that you'll be safe, and I bet you she'd have said go there if she'd have thought of it. I know she would." The Widow Douglas's splendid hospitality was a tempting bait. It and Tom's persuasions presently carried the day, so it was decided to say nothing to anybody about the night's program. Presently, it occurred to Tom that maybe Huck might come this very night and give the signal. The thought took a deal of the spirit out of his anticipations. Still, he could not bear to give up the fun at Widow Douglas's. And why should he give it up, he reasoned. The signal did not come the night before, so why should it be any more likely to come tonight? The sure fun of the evening outweighed the uncertain treasure, and boylike, he determined to yield to the stronger inclination and not allow himself to think of the box of money another time that day.